Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gaio.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Mark.
And welcome back to the podcast. As you can see, we made the couch side a little less boring for you guys.
Thank you.
Right here. That was like the least.
Mark and I desperately needed this.
Something.
Yep. Just for our own like sanity.
Because we weren't enough.
Just their presence.
The lights really complimented.
Okay. Us. Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah, so you know, hopefully that's good. Let us know what we could do to decorate their side.
Yeah,
it's no kind of a little tough, not gonna lie. Yeah.
Maybe we need like a little Santa bear.
Oh, that's perfect.
Cute.
Little buddy.
Let's make a TT plush and then put him right there.
Oh my god, that would be really
that'll
good.
Take 3 years to make.
That's so true. Come on, guys, where is our next merch drop? That's
20s.
What everyone is thinking. But this episode. We're going to be talking about attachment. Kayla, you're the one
okay,
that came up with this
one. I knew
it.
The host here.
Well, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's just something that I've been
what
thinking
is?
About recently. Like attachment, the feeling of being attached and, or not being able to like quickly be attached to somebody.
Oh.
And I find that that happens to me more where I just can't seem to like get fully attached to a person. And for a while I would think that's a bad thing because it made me feel like I either didn't like the person as much as they liked me or like yeah, basically just that. And so I would really think about it. I'm like, do I like I don't feel fully attached. Mm. But I realized or I think I realized that it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Interesting.
Yes.
So what made you start feeling or start make you think about this?
Just situations that I've been in.
Okay.
Yeah, just situations where it's mostly with like romantic partners, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
Because with friends, I don't feel it. But with like people that, you know, something could foster there,
mm-hmm.
I find it harder for me to like really be like attached to a person. And I think that stems from my fear of being codependent on somebody.
Interesting.
And so like I will not let myself get fully attached.
And is that what you mean when you say you detach yourself from those situations?
Okay. Yes. And so... Yeah, I just don't let myself fully get there because it's scary.
Yeah.
The thought of like being really attached to somebody and then feeling like you can't do anything without that person.
You get put in a vulnerable spot.
Yeah.
When you get attached to someone.
Yeah, it's scary and that's just how I feel right now. Obviously, like I know as time passes, like attachment is inevitable. It's high risk, high reward.
Well, what's the risk though?
The risk?
Yeah.
The way I view it is just you become dependent on the person.
Why
is that so
or
bad?
Just the relationship is just awful. It's
yeah,
toxic, toxic or like
yes.
You guys argue a lot. Mm. I don't know. It's attachment can be very scary because it invites like a whole another level of intimacy and accountability.
Attachment is scary
else.
If you can't control it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? Well, what could go wrong with attachment?
Well, I mean, you could just start to become dependent on the person. You feel like you can't do something without them.
Oh, you get the validation
really?
From them
validation.
And only them.
You feel like you can't be happy without them. Like you can't do small tasks without them anymore.
Yeah.
That's
so it's more of like you can't be like yourself without them.
Yeah.
Like there's no you without them.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
You start
scary
losing
thought.
Yourself.
Where?
Yeah.
Like, it's heartbreaking to see like somebody just become somebody else's.
No,
like,
it's
just,
so heartbreaking.
Like, their girlfriend or boyfriend. Like,
no,
yeah. Like they used to be their own person. Mm-hmm. But now they bring their boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, like, to
yes,
everything.
Yeah.
Where they're always with them, where they're always, like, hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Making time for them and not, like, their friends anymore.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like...
Yeah, and it's happened so many times to the point where it's, like, I can't let it happen to me. I don't want that for myself.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just what I've been feeling. Mm.
So what does a healthy attachment look like to you?
I don't even know. I mean, I just see it as like just the two independent people. You know, it's like it's okay to like want to be with them. Like you should want to be with them. But at the same time, like you don't need to be with them every day. Like I don't want to see them every day. Mm-hmm. I want my own space, you know. That's like it's just knowing that they're there for you at the end, you know. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't have like
experience.
Yeah, much experience, mm-hmm. but that's what I'm figuring out right now. I'm learning right now as I'm going. That's so awesome.
Do you ever feel like you'll never be able to get attached to someone in the way they're attached to you?
Yes. Oh my god. No, yes. I've thought about that. And it makes me feel bad mm-hmm. because I want to feel what they're feeling, you know, in the sense of like attachment.
Mm.
But I guess I don't. But that doesn't mean that I don't like them any less.
No, I get you. It just feels like everyone always like loves more than you do or like attaches themselves more than you do.
Yeah. And this is only in like situations, you know, like
romantic
situations. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I definitely feel that. It's like, I feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little bit of guilt.
Yeah. Do you guys feel that?
I definitely feel it. Yeah. That's like a big issue for me is that I feel like this more happens in like romantic relationships is that I always feel like I don't like love as intensely or get attached as intensely as like the other person. Mm-hmm. It always feels like they're like more attached than I am. But I also think maybe I just don't show it in the same way.
Okay.
And so I feel like I'm not.
Oh.
And it's like, because some people will show their attachment by like always wanting to be with you.
Or
like,
physical affection.
Yeah, physical affection, all that. So they always want to be with you, always want to be around you. And I'll be like, ooh, I don't really like maybe want that per se. Like, I don't always want to be that. I want to have my own space. But like, it's those times where I start to feel like, well, then maybe I guess I'm not like as attached as they are if I don't want that. But I think it's just because attachment manifests in different ways in different people. Yeah, the way I show my attachment would be different than theirs, I guess. But it's kind of tricky because I do feel like, damn, maybe something's like wrong with me. Like, why am I not falling as like deeply attached?
I feel the exact same way. And I wonder why we're like this.
Something probably happened.
I feel like it's an independence thing. I really think it is. I think it's because we really like our own thing and like we see it as like I just want someone that has like their own life too, and then we could just do our own thing but still like love each other and know like we have each other's backs and stuff. And it tends to be that a lot of other people do kind of start like basing their life off of like that person and like I always want to be with them, like I just want to be with you, only you, like that's like they kind of stop taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe that's why to us it seems like damn, I don't do that. Well, it's because we also like value our own independence.
Yeah. And for like a long time I was like feeling guilty about it. I was just feeling bad, I guess. But now I have like a different viewpoint on it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Mark, I feel like you're the opposite of us.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up. I'm on the totally opposite side of the spectrum. You guys detach yourselves, find independence. I'm more of a, I like to attach myself, and I sometimes get too dependent. That's why like when you guys talk it sounds like you guys are the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the
now
viewpoint.
I'm gonna hear the other person.
So okay. With me, I don't know, I just feel like intimacy is such a beautiful thing. You get to learn about yourself, but you also get to learn about a different person, and I think that's just super interesting. You learn about the way they talk, the way they do things, the way they think. It's just very beautiful. And then I sort of get addicted to it where I want to continue to learn more about this person. But of course, you know, if it gets too excessive, you sort of get to lose yourself because then you are overwhelming yourself with this other person, you know. And sometimes, like, you also, like, think about how you want to make them happy. You know, that's, like, number one priority, your goal. You sort of change your priorities. And because of that, I sacrifice a lot of my values, a lot of things that I believe in, such as, like, you know, like, my sleep. I lose a lot of sleep. I lose, like, joy in the things I want to do just so that I can make this person happy.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you think that because you put their needs before your own,
yeah,
that sometimes that builds resentment, even though you don't mean it?
Definitely, maybe like resentment in the other person.
Yeah.
If it's not reciprocated, because then it feels like, well, why am I doing this? But the thing is that's not fair to the other person because they're not asking for that.
You view it in the sense of like, if I'm doing this for them, why aren't they going to do it for me?
Yeah, no, totally.
So you do it with the expectation that you're going
to do it. Expectation of reciprocation. Okay. And like I said, it's not fair. Not fair. It's a very toxic mindset that anybody can get. You can show your love, but don't ever like expect it back. You know what I mean? But yeah, I used to think like that. But now, ever since I met Rachel, she's very much like you guys, where she finds independence, values independency, and I sort of learned how to live like her. You know what I mean?
Rachel's Mark's girlfriend, by the way.
Oh yeah, if you guys don't know, very lovely human being.
That's very interesting. I feel like, yeah, it's kind of fun that we're like the opposites. Like I think Kayla. Oh shit, Kayla's dying over here. My bad.
I'm sorry.
Oh wow,
my saliva.
Oh,
cool. Sorry about that, guys. Little cough break. But as I was saying, I think it's funny that we're like kind of opposites. Like,
yeah,
Kayla and I are very more independent, and like Mark and Thomas I feel like are more attached.
Yeah I would say I guess I do get attached pretty easily, but I fight against it all the time because I really don't like the idea of me becoming dependent on somebody else, because I know that like in my relationship with Gael, I was like super codependent on him for like a lot of things, like my validation, my happiness, and like it was like I couldn't live without him. And that might sound really romantic and like, oh wait, you can't live without them, like that's their soulmate. It's like scary. It shouldn't be romanticized, because I just remember losing myself completely and I didn't have any clue like who I was anymore after the relationship. Like after realizing how dependent I was on Gael for everything, it made me super reluctant to ever get into another relationship. But surprisingly, like I've been in like a few like things, I guess, and I'm not that scared of attachment. I just watch myself a little more carefully and make sure that like I'm still my own person, because I feel like I am a very like dependent person on like a lot of things. Like I'm a big extrovert, so I like spending my time with a lot of like people.
Yeah.
And I don't like spending it alone. And a flaw with that is that I never really, like, maybe I just don't feel secure enough in like my own
presence.
Yeah. And so I look for it in other people. And yeah, like I guess that's just like a whole nother issue that I have going on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, attachment is like tricky with me.
Yeah.
Definitely is. For me, I find myself going through phases in relationships that there'll be a moment where I'm like really, really attached. Like I just want to spend all my time with that other person, and then like out of nowhere I'll like suddenly just want like space and want to just like go take a moment to do my own thing and like have time to myself. And maybe it's because I don't have like a proper routine of like healthy phases of this that I go through like such I guess different like phases of like suddenly attached and suddenly like removed. So that's an issue that I find myself in. I've never really understood that the like losing yourself thing. What does that feel like?
Both people here.
For me at least, it's when I mean by losing a part of myself, like I said, I sacrifice a lot of my values. That's values that like make me me. And I focus my whole like head or my mind is on this one person.
I see. Like losing your sleep and like staying up for them even though you don't want to.
Yeah. Or priorities or things that I used to like care about. Let's say, you know, like good grades, you know. Let's say I put her like over my good grades. Then wow. That's what I would mean when I say I lose a part of myself.
That's wild. Yeah.
I don't know if I do that. I just find that a lot of the things in my life, like, okay, when I am attached to somebody, they're just a part of everything. Mm-hmm. They'll be invited to every single thing that I'm invited to, and looking back, that's really fucking annoying, but it's like I can't spend time without them. Mm-hmm. Like I always just want to be with them, always. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I sacrificed anything for them. I don't think so. I just remember that I wasn't ever comfortable with my own presence. So, and like I needed theirs to feel validated and fulfilled.
Yeah. I think validation is a big part of it. I would always try to like get my person's validation and approval for things I want to do. Like choices I make, you know, like things I wear, things I do, as if it's okay with that person or not.
Yeah, because their perspective is like everything so, to you, right? Yeah, like everything.
Yeah. That's very interesting. I'm the complete opposite when it comes to like attachment issues.
Yeah.
I wish I had the ability to become more attached to someone and like love unconditionally, like be like, wow, like they're my person. I will do anything for them. There's like, well, there's some things I like wouldn't do because of my own values. And
no, that's so true, and it makes me feel fucked up. Yeah, I know, sometimes.
No, bro.
It's like I like because of that. I'm like, I hear the way that like Thomas and Mark are talking about it. And I'm like, oh, that's like, that's really interesting. And I don't know. It's like a part of me just wants to be able to feel like that. But at the same time, I know it's just not me.
Yeah, it's no. Like isn't me.
It's I just can not look at it me.
As a good thing. Like you'll never have to feel like
that. And I think a like, big part of
like
it,
that's really good.
A big part of like my perception of like attachment detachment stems from like the way that
your mom. I'm just kidding.
No.
For me it is.
We'll get into that in a bit. But it's just the way that like movies and TV shows also portray relationships, because like obviously when I was younger I would watch like rom-coms and they'd be like, this person is my one and only, like the end all goal.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
This is like I can't you know do anything without them. And I'd be like, oh my god. But as I got older and I was exposed more to actual real life relationships, it's like, no, I now realize how bad it is, and it's just so romanticized on the television that a part of me is still stuck with that mindset that I should be more attached.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Those movies have such a horrible influence on the way you perceive relationships.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I like you know, you find that one person and you think that they're your soulmate. And like
they're the only one.
Yeah. The only one for you out there.
The only one. It's kind of selfish if you think about it.
It's not true. There's so many people out there.
I'll give up a scholarship to be with you.
No.
Oh yeah. No. That's crazy.
I won't go to my dream school.
Don't do that. Don't do that. This is a PSA to everyone out there that's thinking of not going to their target school, dream school, losing a scholarship, whatever it might be, so they could stay with their partner. Don't do that. Please never do that. I pity everyone that does.
Always put yourself first.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You always come first.
Absolutely. Yes. But yeah, no, I feel the same way. Those, like, I am very, very blunt when I like you know, when I'm in relationships and they're like, like, you know, I just couldn't. There's certain things that I just won't sacrifice for another person, especially if they're like kind of fundamental to who I consider I am. Mm-hmm. But yeah, attachment issues tend to be romanticized too much in television. So don't be thinking that giving up a part of yourself of it, or all of yourself to someone is cute and romantic, because it isn't. You should still have your boundaries. You should want to like be alone and like spend time by yourself. I think that's healthy, honestly. Yeah. I don't think you should be like overly attached to them.
Like, the love between two people who are so attached to each other can be very beautiful at first and very like just intense. Like, they just love each other so much and it's so visible. I don't know. It's really nice to see, but further down the line, like, it's just, it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
And it's just going to hurt each, like, the both the people in the relationship in the end.
Mm-hmm. Is there, like you said, when you say that it's not sustainable, I totally agree with you. I think if you, for like an attached person to get what they want, you know, like, they get the validation, they get the affection that they want, they're going to end up like wanting more and more and more and more. And, you know, there's only like so much a person can give. That's why it only leads to disappointment, because there'll be like a time where that person won't be able to give much. So definitely, like, set boundaries for yourself. Take what you
And it's like, it's not even something that people see coming at all, because when you meet somebody that you really, really do, I guess, fall in love with, like, you just want to spend time with them all the time. Yeah. It's normal to feel like that. But if you don't watch yourself, it can just become so unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because of my Leo Venus, but we won't get into it.
Mark, you said it was because of your mom.
Yes, my mommy. I think it's because of my mom. Like, I'm not saying it's her fault. It's just the type of relationship that I have with her is the type of relationship that I look for in romantic relationships. The thing that I want.
What type of relationship is it?
You know, like, full of affection and time, and like, they'll care for you and they want you and they need you. You know, that's something that I didn't really feel growing up from my mommy, because she was very busy, very, very busy woman.
Mommy issues.
Huh? Yeah, no, basically.
Mommy
basically,
issues.
Basically. I feel like that's where a lot of, that's why I believe a lot of problems or attachment problems comes from your relationship with your parents.
Yeah. You need someone with daddy issues.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that will balance out nicely. Right.
A negative, negative.
Exactly.
Positive.
That might change it all.
Word.
So that was a little bit about attachment issues.
Very interesting.
I feel like attachment issues could go beyond just relationships, though. And it could go to, like, attachment issues in, like, parts of your life, if you understand. Like, for example, I think a lot of people tend to get attached to, like, the past, or attached to, like, looking at the future, which also causes a lot of harm. Like, I feel like being overly attached to something and not being willing to change is very much a dangerous situation to be in, because then you never grow, obviously. And so,
no, I find myself doing that sometimes. But I just have to remember that the people are, like, involved in that time are just such different people now. Like, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I'm very nostalgic, and I'll sulk in good memories of the past, and I have a hard time letting stuff go. So when, you know, I just remember, like, there was just such this amazing time in my life, and I felt so fulfilled and loved and needed and just so happy, and I'm like, I want to go back to that and live like that, like, for the rest of my life.
Can't get too attached to that.
Yeah, you really can't get too attached because life changes so fast.
Oh, for real.
People change. Situations just change. Like, there's just so much change that happens. And you really cannot get too attached to a memory or a person.
Yeah. Or anything like that. That's an episode I want to do soon, actually. Because it's something I've been thinking about. Yeah, being attached to parts of like life and like nostalgia and soaking in nostalgia and reminiscing, because it could be very dangerous, but it's kind of like addicting. We'll save that for another episode. But yeah, that was a little bit on attachment issues. Kind of covered it all, just two different perspectives.
That was really cool.
I mean, it's interesting hearing Mark's and Thomas's perspectives, because I mean, I have the complete opposite.
Yeah, me too. Let us know. Are you guys the type to be attached or very independent? And why? Well, put a poll down below and a Q&A.
Attachment issues or no?
Yes, attachment or no attachment. But anyways, hopefully you enjoyed it. And we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.